Hello, this is Warren Carr. Today is December the 7th, 2017. Recording for InclusiveAndroid.com, this is DocuSign. I'll be doing a little demonstration of an app called DocuSign. I'm going to go into my word processing folder now and launch DocuSign.
Folder. Word processing. Page 101. Folder opened. 4x3.
Now, DocuSign is an application that one could use to electronically sign forms or papers or digital forms. Now, I do want to mention here in passing, though, that as a blind person, the app is not very accessible. And I haven't quite done something with it to say how well it's going to work. But I have tried capturing pictures of a document with it, and those pictures are captured as JPEGs, JPEGs, and thus we can't read them. And if you cannot read, then it's going to be quite a challenge to find where to insert your signature or insert your initials. So I'm going to go ahead. I have created a document that I have uploaded to my Dropbox. I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to try to import that into DocuSign and see if indeed I'll be able to read it and find where to drop my signature or drop my initials or drop the date. So I'll tap on DocuSign now and get started.
DocuSign.
When you tap on DocuSign, you would be taken to where you're going to be asked to sign in, but I have already signed in and therefore I'm not getting that screen. But if you're doing it for the first time, or if I have cleared it out of my recent overview or overview, recent apps, whatever, it would have taken me to that same process of either I'm going to be signing up as new or logging in as an existing user. So when you tap on Login or sign up, both buttons are found just above the home key, and tapping on signing up or sign up, it would give you an opportunity to either sign in or sign up using your Google account, your Yahoo or Facebook accounts, and or you could create an email sign-in process. And so after finishing that, then you are taking this screen that I'm on. And on this screen, we have the navigator tab at the very top. And then below that, we got
zero need to sign.
Zero need to sign, meaning I don't have documents waiting for me to be signed. Then to the left of that, we have
zero waiting for others.
Zero waiting for others, meaning I don't have documents waiting for others to sign, because the whole purpose of this is to be able to collaborate with others on documents so that you could send documents back and forth for signatures and the likes. Now, to the right of that is an add document.
Add a document button.
Add a document. Now, below all of that, near the middle of the phone, we have this
zero need to sign account usage.
Account usage.
3 free sends remaining.
I have 3 free sends remaining, meaning I have 3 free that I could send. It is based on subscription models. I think the standard one is $25 monthly or annual subscription, and then the professional, which is unlimited, whatever, is $39, $40. Now, to sign a document, that is always free. So in other words, if all you're getting is documents to be signed, you don't need to be subscribed to do that. Now, below that, of course, is the
upgrade your plan button.
Upgrade your plan, and that's the ones I just talked about. Now, below all of that is all the documents that may be
DSI 6552781561303233.jpg, completed by Warren Carr, October 12th.
Those are the documents that I have signed before, supposedly signed before. But below that, we got a couple buttons going across the width of the font just above the home area key, and those are edit your signature and add your photo, your profile photo. Now, if you're starting for the first time and you haven't added your signature, the edit signature or edit your signature button will be add your signature button. So that's the important one we need to tap on. So I'm going to find the edit your signature in my case because I already have an existing one. And I'm just going to go in here to edit it just to show you how it works.
Edit your signature. Create your signature.
When you tap on either edit your signature as an existing user or tapping on add your signature as a first time user, you're going to be presented with two options. The first option is to draw your signature, and the second is to capture a picture of your signature. In other words, if you have drawn your signature on a physical piece of paper, you could choose that option to now capture that signature on the physical paper and get imported into the app. Now, as a blind person, you and I know that's a bad idea because you're not going to know exactly where that signature is on that piece of paper. Even if you've drawn it and you know you've drawn it at the top, it's going to be hard. So I would suggest that you use the draw your signature instead of adding a picture using your camera. So I'm going to go ahead now and tap on draw your picture. Why do I keep saying picture? Draw your signature. I guess I like pictures. Crazy.
Add signature button. Landscape. By tapping the check mark above, I agree that the signature I have selected above will be electronic representation of my signature for all purposes when I or my agent use them on documents, including legally binding contracts, just the same as a pen and paper signature. By tapping the check mark above, I agree that...
Okay. So, when you tap on that, that's the message that comes on the disclaimer and all of that. Now, as I hold the phone in a vertical mode, covering the entire length of the phone from left to right as it is being held vertically, I have a blank spot. And that blank spot, the width of it is half the screen, half the width of the entire phone. So the top part of the width of my phone is where I could sign or draw my signature, and below that is where I find the message that talks about. Okay, now the check mark that it is talking about is a button. TalkBack refers to it as a button, which is at the top left corner of the phone as I hold it vertically, and then to the right of it is another button as I hold it vertically, and that one would be the done button. Now, both of these are not labeled, but I have labeled mine. I've labeled the one on the top left corner as accept agreement, and the one on the right top right end corner as done. So the important thing here is to first find the unlabel button, in your case, if you're just using it for the first time, which is at the top left. And in my case, it's going to say accept agreement. So I'm going to find that button or check mark.
Accept agreement button. Accept agreement button.
Accept agreement button. Now, in order to be able to activate that agreement, in which case in yours is going to say unlabel button, you would need to tap or double tap with two fingers in order to make it active. If it is not activated, when you touch the button on the right-hand corner, top right-hand corner, which would be the done button, it's going to say unavailable. Watch this.
Done button disabled.
So done disabled because the agreement has not been activated. So I'm going to double tap with two fingers anywhere on the phone. But first, I want to make sure that the agreement button or the check mark on the top left corner is highlighted.
Accept agreement button.
Now, I tap with two fingers. And watch if I tap the button on the right corner, top right corner.
Overview button. Done button.
Now, it's no longer disabled. Now, I tap, now I touch the middle of the phone, and what needs to happen in order to be able to draw my signature, you definitely need to suspend or unload TalkBack. For TalkBack is not going to allow you to draw your signature with it running. So with that said, I'm going to hold down both the up and down volumes to suspend TalkBack and draw my signature, then reload TalkBack and tap on the done button. Here we go. TalkBack off. I'm going to draw my signature now. There we go. All right, I'm done drawing my signature, and I'm going to turn back on TalkBack by holding down the two volumes.
TalkBack on.
Now I'm going to find the done button just above the overview button as I hold it in landscape mode.
Done. Saving signature. Save signature. Create your initials.
Now, the next screen that we're taken to is the place to create our signature. And the reason is because some forms would have a place for your signature and a place to initial the form. And so it is important that we create that initials. And just like we had the drawing of the picture, a drawing of the signature, you have either the choice of tapping to draw your signature or tap to capture a picture of your signature from a physical paper. In the same manner, we have tap to draw your initials or tap to take a picture of your initials. And again, I will suggest tapping on drawing your initials. In other words, tap the one that says draw your initials. So here we go.
Create your initials. Draw your initials. Button.
Draw your initials.
Take a picture of your initials. Button.
Take a picture of your initials. I'm going to go back up.
Draw your initials. Button.
Tap on that.
By tapping the check mark above, I agree that the initials I have selected above will be the electronic representation of my initials for all purposes when I or my agents use them on documents, including legally binding contracts, just the same as a pen and paper initials.
So it's the same message we got and the same buttons that I've described earlier. At the top, you've got the agreement button, the I agree button or check mark, and to the right is a done button. And of course, I need to find the agree button.
Accept agreement button.
Accept agreement. And then I double tap with two fingers. And now I need to suspend TalkBack in order to draw or print my initials. So I hold down the two volume keys down. Here we go. TalkBack is off. Now what I'm going to do is print my initials. There we go. Done. Okay, now I'm going to hit, or rather I'm going to bring back TalkBack so I could find the done button and tap on it. TalkBack is on. Now find the done button.
Overview, but done button.
Tap it.
Saved initials. DocuSign.
So it says my initial has been saved. And now I am brought back to the main home area. And now it's time to sign a document. So I'm going to go back toward the top, just below on the left side. I'm in portrait mode now.
Add a document button.
Add a document. Now, so
account usage. Add a document.
When you tap on add a document,
showing items 1 to 12 or 15.
You have different areas from which you can import your documents from. I have some, you know, cloud services installed on my phone, such as Dropbox or Google Drive. I also have pCloud, and I have Mega. I think I have Microsoft OneDrive as well. But I have uploaded a little document onto my Dropbox. And if you don't want to do that, if it's on your phone natively, you could use your file manager, which also will appear here. In my case, I have my I have the Smart File app as well as the DIR file managers here. But I will choose my Dropbox instead. Now you can also capture a picture of a document, and that's the one I was talking about earlier, that's going to pop up when you finish capturing it. It's going to come up as a JPEG, and you wouldn't be able to know where to sign. And I haven't done it or tried it with an existing document, so it's going to be my first time. So here's what we got. We got
add a document, document thumbnail, capture.
So capture, meaning you could use tap on that to launch the camera.
Document thumbnail, templates, feature wall, document thumbnail, library.
Library, go to your library on your phone.
Document thumbnail, templates, feature wall, lock, document thumbnail, Dropbox.
Dropbox, I'm going to.
Document thumbnail, cloud.
P cloud.
Document thumbnail, perfect.
Perfect.
Document thumbnail, dir.
Dir, that's the file manager.
Thumbnail, mega. Call from 417-836-5999, Missouri. Two fingers swipe up to answer. Two fingers swipe down to decline.
I'll have to decline these calls for now.
Add a document.
I will.
417-836-back button.
Okay, so now I'm going to go to Dropbox.
Document thumbnail, cloud. Add a document. Document thumbnail, Dropbox.
Tap on Dropbox. In my Dropbox, I'm going to find where my document is.
David Jobadai, documents.
So it's documents. In my documents.
Documents, one of two.
And I've created something called Lawn Application.
Lawn Application, dot docs, 16.1.
I tapped on that. So it says it's downloading.
Add a document.
So it is completed, and near the top of the phone I'll have.
Document thumbnail, loan application, 16 KB.
There we go. Now, that's my document. Now, at the bottom, I have a couple buttons starting from the bottom left, just above the home area key. We got two. There's sign now.
Sign now button.
And then to the right of that is a button that says add signers.
Add a signer button.
Or add a signer. Meaning, if I tap on that, it'll allow me to go to my contacts, tap on the person I want to send the document to for his or her signature, and have them sign and send it back to me. Now, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tap on the one that says sign now.
Sign now button. Securing document.
All right. It says it's securing document. Give it time to secure my document. It's taking it a while, though, securing that document. Let's see.
Loading signers.
Loading signers, meaning whatever signers I have on my phone, those initials and signatures.
Starting signing. Sign document.
All right. Sign document. Now, the document is displaying on the screen. Let me see if I can read it. I can't read it.
Tap on document to add fields.
See, tap on the document to add fields. And I can't. So here, when you tap on it, let's say if I were able to read it, and I find, because I know here on this document that I created, there's a place that says name, there's a place that says date, and there's a place that says signature and initial here. Now, I'm not hearing those. Now, if I were able to hear those fields, then when I find a field that I want, then I could tap there and it's going to pop up, you know, items like, what do I want to add in this field? There's going to be initial, there's going to be signature, there's going to be date, there's going to be title, it's going to be company, there's going to be text, that kind of thing. And that's what pops up on the screen.
Date sign.
There's graphic. Date sign.
Initial. Signature. Graphic. Finish button.
There we go.
Do you want to send this document after signing?
When we tap on finish, it asks, do we want to send this document when it finishes signing? And so in other words, here's the summary. When you have found a date or the initial and you found a field, you tap on that, and then you tap on finish. Now, I will choose the close because I'm not sending it to somebody.
Close. Landscape. Portrait. DocuSign.
So I have signed it, and if I touch the top of my screen,
loan application docs completed by Warren Carr, 12:20 p.m.
There you have it. So that is DocuSign, and those are some of the challenges that we have with DocuSign. So I think as a blind person, a DocuSign is not something practical, unless, of course, we talk to the people that created the app and see if they could actually make this thing interact with our screen reader to where we're able to read the document. And until then, this document probably is not optimized for use on our mobile devices. Thanks for listening, and for inclusiveandroid.com on this December the 7th, 2017, I am Warren Carr.